this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the next animated 3D extravaganza is Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs. So if you're a laughed-at scientific expert who nobody takes seriously, what do you do to make a big impact on the world? Well, you make it rain food, of course.
For the first time in my life, everybody loves something that I've done.
May I please have waffles? Jello!
Steak!
Hi!
Coming right up!
Can you look me in the eye and tell me, son? You've got this under control, and it's not going to end up in a disaster.
I've got this under control, and it's not going to end in a disaster. Oh.
Yeah, the story idea sounds completely absurd and out there, but it really pretty much works. It's a cute story, the characters are lovable, the colors are amazing, and the 3D effects are great. And since it's animated, you kind of buy into that whole world where a little creative innovation makes hot dogs and ice cream fall from the sky. But there were a few things that bothered me about this movie. You know, it completely violates the 5-second rule. You are just not supposed to eat anything that's been laying on the ground for 5 seconds. Just not right. And another thing, completely offensive that the red licorice did not make an appearance till the end of the movie. Also not right. Real problem, though, it just got too absurd for me at the end, and I sort of lost my belief in it. I know it's just a cartoon, but still. But I do have a warning for you, though. Bring lots of money if you're going to go see this movie. This is clearly a middle-wing conspiracy of some sort to try to get you to spend all your money at the concession stand. You will be starving by the time this movie is over. So on a movie night, traffic light, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is a yellow light. Now onto a true story, sort of. The Informant stars Matt Damon. He's a whistleblower for a company, and he goes undercover for the FBI to expose the bad stuff that's going on.
Would you be willing to wear a wire? We need your help.
7:30 a.m. I am approaching the entrance to the office.
Good morning, Liz Taylor, Secretary.
You don't really need to narrate the tapes for us when you're
absolutely
making them.
Yeah, not a problem.
I love the first half of this movie. Totally clever, and you get really sucked into trying to figure out what's really going on. Matt Damon is great in this, even though he had to put on like 50 pounds for the part, but he plays his part like crazy. You never know what he's really up to. Not quite sure you get what his deal is. And his character has ADD, like he's on steroids or something. I mean, who doesn't wonder things like why jelly always gets put on the top of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, you know, especially during an important meeting. The problem is with this movie, though, is the second half. Seems like it was 3 hours long. After we get what's really going on, I say wrap it up, get to the point, end the thing. But they don't. So on our Movie Night Traffic Light, the Informant is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.